Sanskrit word, Bhagavan, has three components, Bha, Ga, and Va. So Bha means Bartha, one who is sustainer or protector. And Ga, the very meaning of the word Ga means to move or push or to create. So Krishna is the creator or the pusher of everything in this creation, which means the waves are moving in the ocean, the birds are flying, the trees are sending forth breeze, and all living beings are moving because he is the ultimate pusher and creator of this world. And Bha means one who is the Bartha, maintainer. Krishna creates this world, he maintains this world. And Va means Vas. He lives in the hearts of all living beings, and all living beings live in him. He lives in their hearts, and all living beings live in him. Krishna says that. We are all sustained by him, just like the pearls are strung on a nylon thread. Sutre mani ganayuga. Without him, we cannot survive. At the same time, he also doesn't let the living entity wander away alone, but he becomes his companion and goes with him wherever he goes, and escorts him by providing smriti, jnanam, apohanam, whatever is needed for the living entity. So this word Bhagavan comprises all these things. How Krishna is creating this world, he is maintaining it for fulfilling our independent desire, and he is also agreeing to reside in the hearts of living entities, waiting for them to turn to him so that he can bestow his mercy on them. So when one becomes a devotee, then Krishna takes personal interest in the devotee, exactly like a king takes personal interest in giving nice clothes and ornaments to his own prince. Whereas a king runs the whole country with his energies, namely his ministers and many other people who are working with him. But for his own son, he personally pays attention. The king gives charity to all the people coming to him, but to his own children, probably he will be giving the best charity, isn't it? The best of the clothes and best of the foods and everything. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada says, how Bhagavan takes personal interest in his followers, in his devotees, because they are like his, just as he pays attention to his entourage. Similarly, those who become followers of his entourage also become his devotees. So, when we are chanting the holy name, Hare Krishna, one has to be aware of these facts, that Krishna has created this world for my independently enacted activities, without condemning me to be in hell. He is maintaining this world with putting so much of his energies. He is maintaining this world. And not only that, he is also residing in my heart and listening to that holy name which I am chanting. Shinvatam Svakatha Krishna, it is said. Svakatha means he is hearing his own katha when we speak it or hear it. And he is taking a look at our sincerity while we hear the katha. Same way with chanting also. He is looking at the devotee's sincerity with which the devotee is approaching Krishna, and accordingly he is reciprocating with us by residing in our hearts. And in this way, to the degree we develop a devotional disposition towards him and pray to him for help, then the chanting will become a very effective exercise, because the chanting of the holy name is a plea or prayer to Krishna. Please help me, accept me as your devotee. Please place me at your lotus feet. Engage me in your service. Unto his supreme devotee, Srimati Radharani. So this prayer should be offered with this complete understanding for us to get the full benefit. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances unto all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord, who are just like to say, it is a ocean of mercy and full of compassion for the fallen condition
souls.
अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की वैष्णव ठाकुर की।